The Luminous 100. The Luminous Dance by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Luminous Dance, Play, Evolution, and the Science of Emergent Reality. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, The Luminous Dance, the stance from which all the work is done.
Contents.
1. The Luminous Dance, a new way of being. 2. Evolutionary intelligence, beyond genes and memes. 3. Healing as emergence, the property of reality. 4. Clearing apertures, the gateway to luminosity. 5. Play, the cosmic and the ridiculous, embracing complexity. 6. Complexity science. 7. The Luminous Stance in action, practical integration. The Luminous Stance, a new way of being.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Light dances on water. Evolution's song whispers. Play weaves through form.
Good.
The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts, citation needed. Verify source or replace. Parable. The Weaver and the Web. Once, in a village where rivers met mountains, there lived a weaver named Lila. She wove tapestries of such intricacy that they seemed to tell stories of their own, each thread a life, each pattern a breath. But one evening, as she sat by her loom, her hands stilled. The threads tangled before her, no matter how she pulled or adjusted them. Frustrated, she stepped outside, where the river flowed with effortless grace around the stones. She knelt in the damp earth and watched. The water didn't force its way. It danced with the land, shaping itself to the curves of the stream. A breeze rustled the reeds, and for the first time, Lila heard not just sound but rhythm, a language older than her hands. She returned to her loom not to impose order, but to dance with the threads. Her tapestries changed. They became less about control and more about surrender. Each weave a moment of play between intention and emergence. The villagers marveled at her work, but Lila knew the truth. She had only learned to see what was always there. The web of reality, woven not by hands, but by time, play, and unseen forces.
Structure et technique.
Reality thrives on play, emergence, and self-organization. The following practices help clear apertures, openings where reality can flow more freely. 1. Breath as anchor. Sit quietly for 5 minutes, observing your breath without controlling it. Notice its natural rhythm, like the tides. 2. Playful observation. Engage with a mundane task, e.g., washing dishes, as if seeing it for the first time. Observe textures, sounds, and patterns that emerge. 3. Aperture clearing ritual. Once a week, spend 5 minutes in silence, asking, where am I blocking the flow of reality? Notice any resistance in your body or mind. These practices scale over time. Start with curiosity, then deepen into inquiry, and finally embody the stance fully. Luminous definition. Luminous stance, the state of being in which one aligns with the emergent, playful, and self-organizing nature of reality, allowing healing, creativity, and evolution to flow through without resistance. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a small way you can bring more play into your life today? 2. Middle, searing. Where in your life are you still trying to impose order instead of dancing with complexity? 3. End. How does the luminous stance feel in your body when you embody it fully? The body, the dance of emergence. Reality is not a machine to be mastered. It is a dance, and we are its steps. The luminous stance is learning to move with this dance rather than against it. Evolutionary intelligence and divine play, Lila. At the heart of emergent systems lies evolutionary intelligence, not as a goal-oriented force, but as a playful, self-organizing dynamic. This is what people call divine play, or Lila, the third factor in any system where form emerges from interaction, not from instruction. Think of a river carving stone not by force, but by persistence, a kind of intelligent play. Or consider how cells in your body organize themselves into tissues without a central planner. This is evolutionary intelligence at work, and it operates through what we might call cleared apertures, openings where reality can flow unobstructed. Healing, then, isn't an act of the will or even of the self. It's a property of reality that moves through these apertures when they are cleared. Traditions across time, from shamanic rituals to quantum physics, are mirrors reflecting this truth. We are already whole. The work is seeing it. The science of play. Complexity science describes systems that organize themselves far from equilibrium, giving rise to patterns no single part could predict alone. These are dissipative structures, citation needed, like hurricanes or crystal formations, or deeper still, autopoietic systems, citation needed, like living cells, that maintain themselves through self-referential processes. The luminous stance aligns with these principles. Self-organization. Reality has its own rhythm. We learn to move with it. Attractors, citation needed. Certain patterns naturally emerge, e.g., the shape of a snowflake or the flow of traffic. We become one with these attractors rather than resisting them. Play as mechanism. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the space where form and formlessness play. Here, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. In this place before form, where a child's laughter and a star's birth share the same scale, the work becomes clear. To play without pretense, to heal by opening rather than forcing. Pain and humility. This stance does not gloss over pain. Warmth here doesn't mean glibness. It means acknowledging the depth of suffering while also seeing its role as a signal, a compass pointing to where apertures need clearing. Pairing strong claims with humility is essential. We do not know all of reality's dance steps, but we can learn to listen for the music. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Healing is reality's gift through cleared apertures. 3. The cosmic and the ridiculous are one when seen from before form. 4. Evolution isn't about survival, it's a dance. 5. Traditions mirror what you already are, not what you should become. 6. Pain is a compass, not an obstacle. 7. Align with complexity, and complexity will align with you. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, playful breathing. Sit comfortably for 3 minutes, breathing deeply. Imagine your breath is a playful wave, sometimes gentle, sometimes strong, but always moving with ease. 2. Deepening, aperture clearing journal. For 1 week, journal about a place where you feel blocked or resistant. Each day, write a sentence about how that blockage feels and what it might be trying to reveal. After 7 days, reread your entries and notice shifts in perception. 3. Advanced, embodied play practice. Choose a daily task, e.g., walking, cooking, and engage with it as if it's the first time, observing how your body and mind interact with it. Over time, extend this to more complex tasks or social interactions, noticing emergent patterns. Citations. Citation needed. Dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. Source from Prigogine, Maturana/Varela, or similar complexity science authors. Citation needed. Verify Allen what's quote or replace with a. Evolutionary intelligence, beyond genes and memes. Tuning fork. Haiku. Beyond genes and memes. Intelligence plays in light. Lila's silent song.
Profond quote.
To understand evolution is not to map genes or memes, but to dance with the attractor, where order emerges from chaos like a child's laughter. Parable. The Garden of Play. In an ancient garden, each plant grew according to its seed. Roses bloomed red, daisies white, and ivy climbed high. The gardener knew the rules. Genes dictated form, memes passed wisdom through pollen and wind. But one day, the plants paused their growth. They listened, not to the sun or rain, but to each other. A whisper of play moved through the soil, and suddenly, The roses began to climb, the ivy to dance in patterns, and the daisies to weave together like a carpet. The gardener marveled, for the garden had become something new, not predicted by any seed or meme. It was as if intelligence itself had taken root in the space between roots and sky.
Structure et technique.
Structure and technique are tools that ground evolutionary intelligence in daily life. 1. The clear aperture practice. Begin each day with 10 minutes of observation, noting how a system, a garden, a conversation, your own thoughts, organizes itself without your intervention. Let go of labels, genes, memes, narratives, and simply watch the dance of emergence. 2. Playful perturbation. Once comfortable with observation, introduce small, playful changes to see how the system responds. Does it stabilize?
Diverge?
Create new patterns? This is not about control, but curiosity. What happens when you nudge rather than command? 3. Attractor mapping. Track the stable states, or attractors, in a system over time. Notice how they shift when play is introduced. This is evolutionary intelligence at work, systems finding their own balance without being programmed. These practices scale from personal reflection to complex systems, making them versatile tools for anyone seeking to understand emergence. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence. Evolutionary intelligence, the emergent property of complex systems where intelligence arises not from pre-programmed instructions, genes, or copied patterns, memes, but from the dynamic interplay between elements, environment, and play. It is the science of how order emerges from chaos when systems are allowed to self-organize. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Healing as emergence, the property of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Frog leaps into pond. Ripples tell the story of air. Water writes its song.
Good.
Healing is not an act, but a property of life. Like gravity, it works when conditions are right. Citation needed. Source for this quote or rephrase to avoid fabrication. Parable. The clearing in the forest. Imagine a dense forest where no light reaches the ground. The trees grow twisted, their roots gnarled and tangled. One day, a storm clears a small patch of sky through the canopy, allowing sunlight to stream down. Birds gather there, seeds sprout, and life begins to flourish anew. The forest does not resist this clearing. It is part of its nature. The birds do not heal the forest by force. They simply are, and their presence invites more life. Similarly, healing is not something we create, but something that emerges when blockages clear, whether in our bodies, minds, or societies.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Healing as emergence is not about technique, but about creating the right conditions, apertures, where reality can flow through. These are simple, scalable practices that work over time. 1. Breath as clearance. Inhale deeply for 4 seconds, hold for 4, exhale for 6. Repeat for 5 minutes. Why it works aligns with the body's autopoietic rhythms, clearing micro-blockages. 2. Silent observation. Spend 10 minutes a day observing without labeling, e.g., clouds passing, traffic sounds. Why it works trains attention to notice when apertures open in perception. 3. Playful experimentation. Once a week, try something new, a dance move, a musical instrument, a random walk. Why it works. Play invites Lila's intelligence to emerge, shifting rigid patterns. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space in perception, body, or system where emergent intelligence, Lila, can manifest as healing, insight, or play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life have you noticed something emerge without effort on your part? 2. Searing middle question. What are the apertures you've refused to clear, and how does their blockage distort your experience of reality? 3. How might you invite more play into your healing, trusting that Lila already knows the way? The body. Healing as the property of reality. Healing is not an act performed by the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Think of it like water flowing through a dam's cracks, not because the water tries to heal, but because the conditions allow it. This aligns with complexity science. Self-organization. Healing emerges from interactions, e.g., cells communicating, citation needed, self-organization in biology. Dissipative structures. Pain or illness dissipate when energy flows freely. Prigogines work on far-from equilibrium systems. Citation needed. Prigogine. Autopoiesis. Systems like the body maintain themselves through feedback loops. Maturana and Varela. Citation needed. Maturana and Varela. Lila, divine play, is the third factor, the playful intelligence that orchestrates emergence. It's not separate from science, but it's deeper logic. When we align with this, healing isn't a goal. It's what happens when we stop resisting reality's flow. Pain and humility. Acknowledge pain without trying to fix it. Warmth is in seeing both the map, science, and the territory experience. For example, chronic pain can be met with curiosity. How does this pattern organize? What aperture might clear it? This stance avoids glibness. It pairs rigor with humility. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is gravity for the soul. It works when you stop fighting it. 2. Play is the language of emergence. Lila speaks in laughter and leaps. 3. CLE. Clearing apertures. Okay. I am writing a chapter for a book titled The Luminous Dance, Play, Evolution, and the Science of Emergent Reality. The chapter is called Clearing Apertures, The Gateway to Luminosity. I need to follow a specific structure that includes several elements like haiku, quotes, parables, definitions, questions, teaching points, aphorisms, exercises, and citations. Let's break this down step by step. First, I need to come up with an original life-uplifting haiku and find a profound quote to start the chapter. The haiku should be uplifting and fit the theme of clearing apertures and luminosity. For the quote, it should be profound and relevant to the topic, perhaps from a well-known thinker or philosopher. Next, I need to craft a parable that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate the concept of clearing apertures in a narrative form. Then I'll outline some simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be techniques that readers can apply immediately and build upon as they progress. After that, I'll define luminous definition in a gold box format. This will be a key term or concept for the chapter. Following that, I need to come up with 3 appreciative questions. 1 to start, a searing one in the middle, and 1 to end. These should provoke thought and reflection. The main body of the chapter, the body, should center on Lila, divine play, and explain how clearing apertures is related to evolutionary intelligence and emergent systems. Next, I'll create 7 7-second sentences, aphisms that capture the essence of the teaching in a concise, memorable way. Then, I'll design 3 exercises that build in strength over time, 1 accessible, 1 deepening, and 1 advanced. These should help readers practice clearing apertures. Finally, I'll add citations where necessary, marking citation needed, claim for any claims that require sourcing later. I won't fabricate citations, but will ensure that real sources are credited when they're added. Let's start with the haiku and quote. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Light spills through the cosmic dance. Play writes its own law.
Guote.
Reality is not a thing to be seen, but a process to be lived. Attribute this later. Now, the parable. It should be a story that subtly teaches the concept of clearing apertures without explicitly stating it. Parable, the gardener and the bamboo. Once, in a lush valley, there lived a gardener who tended to a grove of bamboo. One day, she noticed that some of the bamboo shoots were thriving while others remained stunted, despite being nurtured equally. Intrigued, she decided to investigate further. She found that the thriving shoots grew near an old, weathered stone that had been part of the landscape for centuries. The stone was not particularly beautiful or grand, but it had a unique quality. It seemed to absorb and reflect light in a way that created small apertures around it. These apertures, though seemingly random, allowed sunlight to pass through in intricate patterns, casting dancing shadows on the forest floor. The gardener realized that these apertures were not just physical openings, but metaphysical gateways. They were spaces where the ordinary gave way to the extraordinary, where light could play and transform. She began to clear more apertures around the bamboo grove, some by removing obstacles, others by simply leaving space for light to find its own path. Over time, the bamboo flourished in ways she had never imagined. The shoots grew taller, their leaves shimmered with a new vitality, and they seemed to hum with an inner energy. The valley itself became a place of luminosity, where even the air felt charged with possibility. One day, a traveler passed through the valley and asked the gardener how she had achieved such transformation. She smiled and said, "I did not do much. I simply cleared apertures, spaces where light could dance and play. The rest was already here, waiting to be revealed." The traveler pondered her words, realizing that the true work of gardening was not in forcing growth, but in creating the conditions for it to unfold naturally. Now, moving on to structure and technique. These should be practices that are simple yet profound, scalable over time.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Begin with space. Start each day by creating a small aperture in your routine, a moment of stillness or openness. This could be as simple as taking a deep breath before beginning a task or leaving a few minutes unscheduled to drift without purpose. 2. Observe patterns. Notice the apertures that already exist in your life. Moments when something unexpected reveals itself, when you feel a sudden insight or joy. These are not coincidences, but invitations to play more deeply with reality. 3. Play with constraints. Set small constraints, e.g., writing with one hand, drawing without looking, to force creativity through limitation. This mimics the way dissipative structures form in nature. Order emerges from chaos when boundaries are gently applied. 4. Align with complexity. Practice seeing systems as networks of relationships rather than isolated parts. For example, view a conversation not as a series of statements, but as a dynamic exchange where meaning emerges from the interplay of words and silences. 5. Embrace ridiculousness. Engage in playful, seemingly nonsensical activities, e.g., dancing alone, making up stories on the spot. This taps into the cosmic and the ridiculous being the same size, the domain of Lila. 6. Clear one thing daily. Choose one aperture to clear each day, whether it's a physical clutter in your space, a mental resistance, or an emotional block. Notice how clearing this space affects your surrounding reality. 7. Practice non-doing. Spend time doing nothing but observing. This is not laziness, but a way to attune yourself to the self-organizing nature of reality. It's the practice behind what the Taoists call Wu Wei, effortless action. Now, the luminous definition. Luminous definition. Clearing apertures, the intentional and playful creation of spaces, physical, mental, or emotional, where light, insight, possibility, creativity, can flow freely. It is not about control, but about removal, removing blocks, expectations, or self-imposed limits to allow reality's inherent luminosity to emerge. Next, the three appreciative questions. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Starting question. Where in your life is there an aperture, an opening or space that you've been avoiding or fearing? What if you leaned into it instead of away? 2. Searing middle question. To provoke discomfort and insight. What if the problems in your life are not obstacles to be overcome but apertures waiting to be cleared, through which something far greater could emerge? Are you willing to risk playing with them as Lila does? 3. Ending question. How might your relationship with complexity shift if you saw clearing apertures, not as work, but as the most natural and joyful act of alignment with reality's dance? Now, the body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. The body, clearing apertures, and the divine play, Lila. Clearing apertures is not a technique. It is a stance, a way of being that recognizes the world as a living, breathing system where order and chaos are not opposites but partners in creation. This stance is rooted in evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, which operates beyond the visible structures of cause and effect. Lila, divine play, is the force that moves through these apertures. It is not randomness, but a deliberate dance, a way for reality to explore its own possibilities without getting stuck in rigid forms. Think of it like water flowing around a rock. It doesn't resist the rock. It finds new paths, carves valleys, and creates lakes where none existed before. Lila does this with form itself. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When you clear an aperture, whether it's a mental block, an emotional resistance, or a physical limitation, you are not forcing change. You are allowing reality to do its work. The self, with its ego and desires, often gets in the way by trying to control or define the outcome. But Lila has no such constraints. It plays for the sheer joy of exploration. Every tradition, from the mysticism of the Sufis to the science of chaos theory, mirrors this truth. They all point to a reality where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, where the divine is found in the playfulness of being. The work, then, is not about becoming something new, but about clearing what obscures our native luminosity. This is where complexity science, with its concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, meets spiritual insight. Attractors are not just mathematical constructs. They are the invisible hands that shape our experiences. When you clear an aperture, you shift your attractor. You move closer to the natural rhythms of emergence. But how does one practice this? It begins with humility. You cannot force apertures. You can only create the conditions for them to appear. This is why the luminous stance is so crucial. It is the stance from which all work is done, not as a doer, but as a player in the larger game of reality. Let's explore this further with 7 7-second sentences. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Apertures are not gaps. They are gateways. 2. Lila plays without purpose, yet everything emerges from its dance. 3. Healing is reality's way, not yours. Clear the path and step aside. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in cleared space. 5. You are not clearing apertures for yourself. You are clearing them for what wants to shine through you. 6. Self-organization is not a theory. It is how life writes itself. 7. Play is the only stance that aligns with real complexity. Next, 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 3 exercises, from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible, the breath aperture. Practice. For 1 minute each day, focus solely on your breath, not to control it, but to notice the space between inhalations and exhalations. This is an aperture where stillness and movement meet. Why it works? It trains you to see apertures as natural spaces, not something to be forced. 2. Deepening, the constraint game. Practice. Once a week, choose a task, e.g., writing, drawing, problem solving, and perform it with one constraint that feels slightly uncomfortable, e.g., using only your non-dominant hand, writing in reverse, describing an object without naming it. Observe how the constraint creates new possibilities. Why it works. Constraints mimic the boundaries that emergent systems thrive on. They teach you to play within limits. 3. Advanced, the aperture walk. Practice. Go for a walk in a natural setting, or an urban one, and intentionally look for apertures, spaces where light, shadow, or form create unexpected patterns, e.g., sunlight through leaves, cracks in pavement that form shapes. Carry a journal to sketch or describe these patterns without judgment. Why it works. This exercise trains your perception to see the world as a network of emerging possibilities rather than fixed forms. Finally, citations. I'll mark where sources are needed. Citations. 1. The quote, "Reality is not a thing to be seen, but a process to be lived is attributed to citation needed, claim. This reflects the book's emphasis on experiencing reality rather than analyzing it. 2. The concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors are foundational in complexity science. Key sources include
Prigogine, E. Osteingesch, E. 1984.
Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature.
Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living. Kaufman S. 1993. The Origins of Order, Self-Organization and Selection in Evolution. 3. The idea that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size echoes themes in both spiritual traditions and modern humor theory. Further exploration could draw from
Berdiaev, N. 1944.
The Destiny of Man.
Bergson, H. 1911.
Creative Evolution for the Playful Aspect of Reality. 4. The Parable of the Gardener and the Bamboo is original but draws on similar themes in Zen koans and fable traditions. Now, let's assemble all these elements into a cohesive chapter. Clearing Apertures, The Gateway to Luminosity. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Cleared Aperture, Light Spills Through the Cosmic Dance. Play Writes Its Own Law.
What?
Reality is not a thing to be seen, but a process to be lived. Citation needed, claim. Parable, The Gardener and the Bamboo. Once, in a lush valley, there lived a gardener who tended to a grove of bamboo. One day, she noticed that some of the bamboo shoots were thriving while others remained stunted, despite being nurtured equally. Intrigued, she decided to investigate further. She found that the thriving shoots grew near an old, weathered stone that had been part of the landscape for centuries. The stone was not particularly beautiful or grand, but it had a unique quality. It seemed to absorb and reflect light in a way that created small apertures around it. These apertures, though seemingly random, allowed sunlight to pass through in intricate patterns, casting dancing shadows on the forest floor. The gardener realized that these apertures were not just physical openings, but metaphysical gateways. They were spaces where the ordinary gave way to the extraordinary, where light could play and transform. She began to clear more apertures around the bamboo grove, some by removing obstacles, others by simply leaving space for light to find its own path. Over time, the bamboo flourished in ways she had never imagined. The shoots grew taller, their leaves shimmered with a new vitality, and they seemed to hum with an inner energy. The valley itself became a place of luminosity, where even the air felt charged with possibility. One day, a traveler passed through the valley and asked the gardener how she had achieved such transformation. She smiled and said, "I did not do much. I simply cleared apertures, spaces where light could dance and play. The rest was already here, waiting to be revealed." The traveler pondered her words, realizing that the true work of gardening was not in forcing growth, but in creating the conditions for it to unfold naturally.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Begin with space. Start each day by creating a small aperture in your routine, a moment of stillness or openness. This could be as simple as taking a deep breath before beginning a task or leaving a few minutes unscheduled to drift without purpose. 2. Observe patterns. Notice the apertures that already exist in your life. Moments when something unexpected reveals itself, when you feel a sudden insight or joy. These are not coincidences, but invitations to play more deeply with reality. 3. Play with constraints. Set small constraints, e.g., writing with one hand, drawing without looking, to force creativity through limitation. This mimics the way dissipative structures form in nature. Order emerges from chaos when boundaries are gently applied. 4. Align with complexity. Practice seeing systems as networks of relationships rather than isolated parts. For example, view a conversation not as a series of statements, but as a dynamic exchange where meaning emerges from the interplay of words and silences. 5. Embrace ridiculousness. Engage in playful, seemingly nonsensical activities, e.g., dancing alone, making up stories on the spot. This taps into the cosmic and the ridiculous being the same size, the domain of Lila. 6. Clear one thing daily. Choose one aperture to clear each day, whether it's a physical clutter in your space, a mental resistance, or an emotional block. Notice how clearing the space affects your surrounding reality. 7. Practice non-doing. Spend time doing nothing but observing. This is not laziness, but a way to attune yourself to the self-organizing nature of reality. It's the practice behind what the Taoists call Wu Wei, effortless action. Luminous definition. Clearing apertures. The intentional and playful creation of spaces, physical, mental, or emotional, where light, insight, possibility, creativity, can flow freely. It is not about control, but about removal, removing blocks, expectations, or self-imposed limits to allow reality's inherent luminosity to emerge. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Starting question. Where in your life is there an aperture, an opening or space that you've been avoiding or fearing? What if you leaned into it instead of away? 2. Searing middle question, to provoke discomfort and insight. What if the problems in your life are not obstacles to be overcome but apertures waiting to be cleared, through which something far greater could emerge? Are you willing to risk playing with them as Lila does? 3. Ending question. How might your relationship with complexity shift if you saw clearing apertures, not as work, but as the most natural and joyful act of alignment with reality's dance? The body, clearing apertures, and the divine play, Lila. Clearing apertures is not a technique. It is a stance, a way of being that recognizes the world as a living, breathing system where order and chaos are not opposites but partners in creation. This stance is rooted in evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, which operates beyond the visible structures of cause and effect. Lila, divine play, is the force that moves through these apertures. It is not randomness, but a deliberate dance, a way for reality to explore its own possibilities without getting stuck in rigid forms. Think of it like water flowing around a rock. It doesn't resist the rock. It finds new paths, carves valleys, and creates lakes where none existed before. Lila does this with form itself. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When you clear an aperture, whether it's a mental block, an emotional resistance, or a physical limitation, you are not forcing change. You are allowing reality to do its work. The self, with its ego and desires, often gets in the way by trying to control or define the outcome. But Lila has no such constraints. It plays for the sheer joy of exploration. Every tradition, from the mysticism of the Sufis to the science of chaos theory, mirrors this truth. They all point to a reality where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, where the divine is found in the playfulness of being. The work, then, is not about becoming something new, but about clearing what obscures our native luminosity. This is where complexity science, with its concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, meets spiritual insight. Attractors are not just mathematical constructs. They are the invisible hands that shape our experiences. When you clear an aperture, you shift your attractor. You move closer to the natural rhythms of emergence. But how does one practice this? It begins with humility. You cannot force apertures. You can only create the conditions for them to appear. This is why the luminous stance is so crucial. It is the stance from which all work is done, not as a doer, but as a player in the larger game of reality. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Apertures are not gaps. They are gateways. 2. Lila plays without purpose, yet everything emerges from its dance. 3. Healing is reality's way, not yours. Clear the path and step aside. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in cleared space. 5. You are not clearing apertures for yourself. You are clearing them for what wants to shine through you. 6. Self-organization is not a theory. It is how life writes itself. 7. Play is the only stance that aligns with real complexity. 3 exercises, from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible. The breath aperture. Practice. For 1 minute each day, focus solely on your breath, not to control it, but to notice the space between inhalations and exhalations. This is an aperture where stillness and movement meet. Why it works? It trains you to see apertures as natural spaces, not something to be forced. 2. Deepening, the constraint game. Practice. Once a week, choose a task, e.g., writing, drawing, problem solving, and perform it with one constraint that feels slightly uncomfortable, e.g., using only your non-dominant hand, writing in reverse, describing an object without naming it. Observe how the constraint creates new possibilities. Why it works. Constraints mimic the boundaries that emergent systems thrive on. They teach you to play within limits. 3. Advanced, the aperture walk. Practice. Go for a walk in a natural setting, or an urban one, and intentionally look for apertures, spaces where light, shadow, or form create unexpected patterns, e.g., sunlight through leaves, cracks in pavement that form shapes. Carry a journal to sketch or describe these patterns without judgment. Why it works. This exercise trains your perception to see the world as a network of emerging possibilities rather than fixed forms. Citations. 1. The quote, "Reality is not a thing to be seen, but a process to be lived," reflects themes explored in phenomenology and process philosophy. Potential sources include Heidegger, M., 1927. Being and Time. Whitehead, A. N., 1929. Process and Reality. 2. For the concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors.
Prigogine, E. Ostangesh, E. 1984.
Order Out of Chaos. Man's New Dialogue with Nature.
Maturana, H. et Varola, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living, Kaufman, S., 1993. The Origins of Order, Self-Organization and Selection in Evolution. 3. The Idea that the Cosmic and the Ridiculous are the Same Size Echoes.
Berdiaev, N., 1944.
The Destiny of Man.
Bergson, H., 1911.
Creative evolution for the playful aspect of reality. 4. The parable is original but draws on the tradition of Zen koans and fables, where simplicity conveys profound truths. This chapter stands alone as a holon, complete in its exploration of clearing apertures, and fits into the larger book by deepening the reader's understanding of the luminous stance. It balances rigor through science and structure, with warmth through storytelling and haiku, avoiding glibness while maintaining accessibility. The exercises and questions invite the reader to engage deeply, scaling from simple practices to advanced ones, always returning to the central metaphor of apertures as gateways to luminosity. Play, the Cosmic, and the Ridiculous, Embracing Complexity. Tuning Fork. Cosmic dance unfolds, ridiculous in its grace. Laugh, then let it move. The way that can be spoken is not the eternal way.
Lao Tzu, Dao Ding Mo Zhe Mui Shao Fu.
Parable, the Gardener and the Weeds. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a gardener named Lila who tended to a garden like no other. Her garden was not planted with rows of vegetables or flowers, but with weeds, plants that seemed useless, disorderly, even ridiculous to the villagers. They would often ask her why she wasted her time on such things. Lila would smile and say, "Watch." And so they did. They watched as the weeds grew tall and wild, twisting and turning in ways that defied logic. Sometimes, a particularly stubborn weed would spread its seeds in strange patterns, forming shapes that looked like constellations or laughter. The villager scoffed, but Lila only laughed louder. One day, a traveler passed through the village and saw the garden. He knelt down and examined the weeds closely. This, he said to. Okay, I'm writing chapter 5 of The Luminous Dance, Play, Evolution, and the Science of Emergent Reality. The title is Play, the Cosmic and the Ridiculous, Embracing Complexity. This chapter should be a complete hoan on its own, but also fit within the broader theme of the book. First, I need to break this down into the required movements. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. The quote should be attributed to someone profound and relevant to the topic. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should embody the themes of play, cosmic, and the ridiculous, while hinting at complexity science. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be actionable steps or techniques that readers can apply in their lives to embrace complexity. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term related to the chapter's theme. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, a searing one in the middle, one at the end, perhaps more reflective or integrative. 6. The body, the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. This should delve into evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, and healing as a property of reality. 7 second sentences, aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter's teachings in very short, memorable statements. 8. Three exercises. Accessible, beginner-friendly. Deepening, intermediate, more challenging. Advanced, for those ready to dive deeper. 9. Citations, real sources where possible. Mark places where citations are needed, but not yet available. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I think a haiku about play and the cosmic would be uplifting. Maybe something like, cosmic dance unfolds, ridiculous in its grace. Laugh, then let it move.
Profound quote.
For the quote, perhaps something from a scientist or philosopher who embodies the theme of complexity and playfulness. Maybe something from the work of Francisco Varela or Umberto Maturana, given their focus on autopoiesis and living systems. Alternatively, a line from a poet or a mystic that captures the essence of divine play. Let me try to recall or imagine such a quote. The universe is not only stranger than we suppose, but stranger than we can suppose. J.B.S. Haldane, though this isn't about play, it's about strangeness, which might fit. But perhaps something more aligned with play and complexity. Maybe from the Upanishads or a modern scientist. Alternative idea. A quote from Emmanuel Santa Anna himself, since he's mentioned as the voice for this book. But since we don't have his actual quotes, maybe we can use a placeholder like, citation needed, profound quote about play and complexity. But since the instruction says not to fabricate citations, perhaps I should stick with known figures. Let me go with, play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein, though I'm not sure if he actually said this, it sounds like something he might say, but I need to verify. For now, I'll note citation needed. Verify attribution. Alternatively, perhaps a quote from the Tao Te Ching or another ancient text that speaks to play and complexity. Let me choose. The way that can be spoken is not the eternal way.
Lao Tzu, Dao Xing Mo Zhe Mui Xiao Fu.
This hints at the ineffable nature of reality, which aligns with the theme of divine play. So, the tuning fork would be, tuning fork, cosmic dance unfolds, ridiculous in its grace. Laugh, then let it move. The way that can be spoken is not the eternal way.
Lao Tzu.
2. Parable. I need a story that embodies the themes of play, cosmic, and ridiculous, without asserting them directly. It should hint at complexity science. Parable. The Gardener and the Weeds. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a gardener named Lila who tended to a garden like no other. Her garden was not planted with rows of vegetables or flowers, but with weeds, plants that seemed useless, disorderly, even ridiculous to the villagers. They would often ask her why she wasted her time on such things. Lila would smile and say, "Watch." And so they did. They watched as the weeds grew tall and wild, twisting and turning in ways that defied logic. Sometimes, a particularly stubborn weed would spread its seeds in strange patterns, forming shapes that looked like constellations or laughter. The villager scoffed, but Lila only laughed louder. One day, a traveler passed through the village and saw the garden. He knelt down and examined the weeds closely. "This," he said to Lila, "is not chaos. It is a dance." Lila nodded. "And it dances itself." The traveler stayed for weeks, studying the garden. He mapped the growth of each weed, noted how they bent in the wind, how their roots intertwined beneath the soil. He discovered that the so-called weeds were not just surviving. They were communicating, sharing nutrients, creating complex networks that supported the entire garden. When the traveler left, he took with him seeds from Lila's garden and planted them in his own land. To everyone's surprise, his crops thrived beyond expectation. The villagers, seeing this, began to question their own notions of order and usefulness. Lila never explained her garden. She simply continued to tend to it, laughing as the weeds grew, as they played with the wind and rain. And in time, even the most skeptical villagers began to see the beauty in the ridiculous, the wisdom in the apparent disorder. The moral is not stated. It's embodied in the story itself, the idea that play, chaos, and order are all part of a larger, self-organizing dance.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practices that help one align with complexity, embrace play, and see the cosmic in the ridiculous. Possible ideas. Observation without judgment. Practice noticing the world around you without labeling things as good or bad, useful or useless. Playful experimentation. Engage in small acts of play, doodling, moving your body randomly, making sounds, to explore how systems, even your own body, respond to ridiculous inputs. Mapping interconnections. Start by mapping simple interconnections, e.g., how your morning routine affects your mood, and gradually move to more complex systems, e.g., how your community functions. Let me refine this.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. The aperture practice. Start each day by finding one small aperture, a moment, a thought, a sensation, that feels open or curious rather than closed or rigid. Example, when you notice yourself judging something as weird or useless, pause and ask, what if this is part of the dance? 2. Playful mapping. Choose a simple system, e.g., your daily routine, a plant growing in your window, and map its ridiculous details, the quirks, the unexpected patterns. Over time, expand this to larger systems, e.g., how information spreads in a group or how weather patterns shift. 3. The cosmic laugh. Once a week, do something playful that feels silly or unnecessary. Dance without music, write with your non-dominant hand, hum randomly. Notice how these small acts of play can reveal deeper connections or insights. These practices are designed to help you see the world as a living, evolving system where even the ridiculous has its place. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term in this chapter. Given the themes, perhaps divine play or aperture. Let's go with aperture since it's mentioned in the prompt as something to clear. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space, physical, emotional, or conceptual, that allows reality to flow through you without resistance. It is not an opening you create, but one that reveals itself when you stop trying to control what emerges. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life do you see the ridiculous and the cosmic dancing together? Middle, searing. What are you clinging to so tightly that you no longer see it as part of the play? This challenges the reader to reflect on their own resistance. And how might you align more fully with the self-organizing wisdom of reality rather than forcing outcomes? 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. This should delve into evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, and healing as a property of reality. The body, Lila, divine play, and the mechanism of healing. Lila is not an act. It is the water in which all things swim. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. But Lila is not about attracting or manipulating reality to your will. It is about aligning with the way reality already works, through play, emergence, and self-organization. Healing, in this view, is not something you do to yourself. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where you are open, curious, and no longer resisting what is. When you stop trying to control or force outcomes, healing, or any positive change, happens naturally, like water flowing through an unclogged riverbed. Every tradition, every spiritual path, every scientific theory is a mirror of what we already are. They all point to the same truth, that we are part of a vast, self-organizing system, one where order and chaos, seriousness and play are not opposites but expressions of the same underlying intelligence. The work, then, is not about becoming something new or achieving enlightenment. It is about clearing apertures, those moments when you see the cosmic and the ridiculous as the same size, when you can laugh at life without losing sight of its depth, when you can move through the world as a player rather than a problem solver. This is where complexity science, the study of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, meets divine play. It shows us that reality is not something we control but something we participate in, with all its messiness, beauty, and humor. 7 7-7-second sentences. Aphorisms that capture the essence. 1. Play is how intelligence explores itself. 2. Healing is reality's way of flowing through you. 3. Cleared apertures let in what you thought you were blocking. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are two sides of the same dance. 5. Lila is not about attracting. It's about aligning with attraction. 6. You are not separate from the system. You are its playful expression. 7. Pain is just feedback. Listen, then laugh, then move on. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible. The laugh pause. Throughout the day, when you encounter something frustrating or confusing, pause and take one deep breath. Ask yourself, could this be part of the cosmic joke? Let a genuine laugh, even if it's inside, release tension. This starts to rewire your brain to see challenges as playful rather than serious.
Deepening.
Mapping your ridiculous. Choose one area of your life where you feel stuck or overly serious, e.g., work, relationships. For a week, keep a journal noting the ridiculous details, small quirks, unexpected moments, or seemingly meaningless events. After 7 days, look for patterns or connections you hadn't noticed before. Share one insight with someone and see how they respond. Advanced. Autopoiesis meditation. Sit in a quiet space and imagine yourself as a living system, like an organism. Notice the boundaries of yourself, your thoughts, emotions, body, and observe how they interact with the world around you. For 10 minutes, let go of trying to control these boundaries. Instead, ask, how am I contributing to this moment? This exercise helps you see yourself as part of a larger, self-organizing system rather than separate from it. 9. Citations. Now, I need to add citations where necessary. From earlier, the haiku is original, and the quote from Lao Tzu doesn't need citation since it's from a well-known text. However, some claims, like those about complexity science, we'll need citations later. Let me mark where citations are needed. The mention of evolutionary intelligence and emergent systems should ideally cite sources like Stuart Kaufman or other complexity scientists. Citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems. The reference to autopoiesis should cite Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela's work on autopoiesis. Citation needed. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela. The law of attraction is a concept often associated with the New Thought movement, but isn't traditionally linked to complexity science. This might need clarification or citation if we're redefining it here. Citation needed. Law of attraction in relation to complexity science. Final chapter draft. Now, let's assemble all these elements into a cohesive chapter. Markdown. Play, the cosmic, and the ridiculous. Embracing complexity. Tuning fork. Cosmic dance unfolds. Ridiculous in its grace. Laugh, then let it move. The way that can be spoken is not the eternal way.
Lao Tzu, Dao Thing Mo Zhe Mui Shao Fu.
Parable, the gardener and the weeds. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a gardener named Lila who tended to a garden like no other. Her garden was not planted with rows of vegetables or flowers, but with weeds, plants that seemed useless, disorderly, even ridiculous to the villagers. They would often ask her why she wasted her time on such things. Lila would smile and say, "Watch." And so they did. They watched as the weeds grew tall and wild, twisting and turning in ways that defied logic. Sometimes, a particularly stubborn weed would spread its seeds in strange patterns, forming shapes that looked like constellations or laughter. The villager scoffed, but Lila only laughed louder. One day, a traveler passed through the village and saw the garden. He knelt down and examined the weeds closely. "This," he said to Lila, "is not chaos. It is a dance." Lila nodded. "And it dances itself." The traveler stayed for weeks, studying the garden. He mapped the growth of each weed, noted how they bent in the wind, how their roots intertwined beneath the soil. He discovered that the so-called weeds were not just surviving. They were communicating, sharing nutrients, creating complex networks that supported the entire garden. When the traveler left, he took with him seeds from Lila's garden and planted them in his own land. To everyone's surprise, his crops thrived beyond expectation. The villagers, seeing this, began to question their own notions of order and usefulness. Lila never explained her garden. She simply continued to tend to it, laughing as the weeds grew, as they played with the wind and rain. And in time, even the most skeptical villagers began to see the beauty in the ridiculous, the wisdom in the apparent disorder.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. The aperture practice. Start each day by finding one small aperture, a moment, a thought, a sensation, that feels open or curious rather than closed or rigid. Example, when you notice yourself judging something as weird or useless, pause and ask, "What if this is part of the dance?" 2. Playful mapping. Choose a simple system, e.g., your daily routine, a plant growing in your window, and map its ridiculous details, the quirks, the unexpected patterns. Over time, expand this to larger systems, e.g., how information spreads in a group or how weather patterns shift. 3. The cosmic laugh. Once a week, do something playful that feels silly or unnecessary. Dance without music, write with your non-dominant hand, hum randomly. Notice how these small acts of play can reveal deeper connections or insights. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space, physical, emotional, or conceptual, that allows reality to flow through you without resistance. It is not an opening you create, but one that reveals itself when you stop trying to control what emerges. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you see the ridiculous and the cosmic dancing together? 2. Middle, searing. What are you clinging to so tightly that you no longer see it as part of the play? 3. And how might you align more fully with the self-organizing wisdom of reality, rather than forcing outcomes? The body, Lila, divine play, and the mechanism of healing. Lila is not an act. It is the water in which all things swim. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. But Lila is not about attracting or manipulating reality to your will. It is about aligning with the way reality already works, through play, emergence, and self-organization. Healing, in this view, is not something you do to yourself. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where you are open, curious, and no longer resisting what is. When you stop trying to control or force outcomes, healing, or any positive change, happens naturally, like water flowing through an unclogged riverbed. Every tradition, every spiritual path, every scientific theory is a mirror of what we already are. They all point to the same truth, that we are part of a vast, self-organizing system, one where order and chaos, seriousness and play are not opposites but expressions of the same underlying intelligence. The work, then, is not about becoming something new or achieving enlightenment. It is about clearing apertures, those moments when you see the cosmic and the ridiculous as the same size, when you can laugh at life without losing sight of its depth, when you can move through the world as a player rather than a problem solver. This is where complexity science, the study of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors, meets divine play. It shows us that reality is not something we control, but something we participate in, with all its messiness, beauty, and humor. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is how intelligence explores itself. 2. Healing is reality's way of flowing through you. 3. Cleared apertures let in what you thought you were blocking. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are two sides of the same dance. 5. Lila is not about attracting. It's about aligning with attraction. 6. You are not separate from the system. You are its playful expression. 7. Pain is just feedback. Listen, then laugh, then move on. 3 exercises. Accessible. The laugh pause. Throughout the day, when you encounter something frustrating or confusing, pause and take one deep breath. Ask yourself, could this be part of the cosmic joke? Let a genuine laugh, even if it's inside, release tension. This starts to rewire your brain to see challenges as playful rather than serious. Deepening. Mapping your ridiculous. Choose one area of your life where you feel stuck or overly serious, e.g., work, relationships. For a week, keep a journal noting the ridiculous details, small quirks, unexpected moments, or seemingly meaningless events. After 7 days, look for patterns or connections you hadn't noticed before. Share one insight with someone and see how they respond. Advanced. Autopoiesis meditation. Sit in a quiet space and imagine yourself as a living system, like an organism. Notice the boundaries of yourself, your thoughts, emotions, body, and observe how they interact with the world around you. For 10 minutes, let go of trying to control these boundaries. Instead, ask, how am I contributing to this moment? This exercise helps you see yourself as part of a larger, self-organizing system rather than separate from it. Citations. Citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence and emergent systems in complexity science. Citation needed. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela's work on living systems. Citation needed. Law of attraction in relation to complexity science. This chapter is designed to be a standalone holon while also fitting into the broader narrative of the luminous stance. It balances depth with accessibility, offering practices that can be engaged with immediately while also pointing toward deeper exploration. The parable grounds abstract concepts in a relatable story, and the exercises provide practical ways to embody the teachings. Would you like any refinements or adjustments to certain sections? Final notes. The chapter maintains the voice of Emmanuel Santa Anna, rigorous yet warm, architectural, without being glib. It avoids preaching, letting Lila, divine play, be the water in which everything swims. Complexity science is woven throughout, with placeholders for citations where needed. The structure follows the outline movements while creating a cohesive flow. Complexity science. Tuning fork. Haiku. Formless waves collide. Autopoiesis breathes life. Chaos dances bright.
Guop.
To see complexity is to stand at the threshold of creation, where every aperture cleared reveals not a fixed map, but the living blueprint of emergence itself. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna quote. Parable, the river's lesson. Once, in the high valleys of the Andes, there was a river that did not know its own path. It flowed over rocks and around boulders, but it was not bound by them. When the snow melted, the water would rush down, swirling and eddying, carving new paths where none had been before. One day, a wise woman watched the river from a cliffside. She did not try to control its flow or dig channels for it. Instead, she sat quietly, noting how the river adjusted itself, how eddies formed around obstacles, how the water found balance between force and yield. The river did not resist. It played with the land, shaping itself as much as it shaped the earth beneath it. A traveler asked her, "Why does the river always find its way?" She replied, "It does not seek a path. It is the path." And so, the river became a teacher, showing all who watched that complexity is not chaos, but the natural language of emergence. Structure and technique. Three universal practices. 1. The art of not knowing. Begin each day by observing a natural system, a river, the weather, traffic, without intervening. Note how it self-organizes. 2. Mapping feedback loops. Track the consequences of your actions over a week, how small changes ripple through larger systems. 3. Aperture clearing. Spend 5 minutes daily journaling about where you feel stuck or resistant, then imagine clearing that space like opening a window. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila, divine play. Lila, the inherent, playful intelligence of emergent systems, the dynamic interplay between order and chaos where reality self-organizes through improvisation, not design. It is the third factor in evolution, after selection and mutation, a living field that responds to cleared apertures with creativity. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one system in your life that feels like it organizes itself without your direct effort? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life are you still trying to force a path when the river would serve you better if you let it flow? 3. And how might you practice not knowing this week, just as the river does not know its own path? The body, aligning with complexity. Complexity science reveals that all living systems, from cells to ecosystems, are governed by 3 principles: autopoiesis, self-creation, dissipative structures, order emerging from chaos, and attractors, stable patterns that emerge naturally. These are not abstract concepts. They are the grammar of reality. The third factor, often overlooked, is Lila, divine play. This is not whimsy or randomness, but the intelligent improvisation of systems as they respond to cleared apertures. Think of a river carving its path. It does not follow a preordained route, but adjusts to obstacles in real time, creating patterns no engineer could design. Healing, then, is not an act of will, but a property of reality that moves through us when we stop resisting. Every tradition speaks of this, whether as Maya, illusion, in Hinduism, Dukkha, suffering as impermanence, in Buddhism, or the flow in Western science. The work is not to change ourselves, but to clear apertures, to open spaces where Lila can move. This is the luminous dance, to see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. To align with real complexity is to dance with emergence itself. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Complexity is not chaos. It is the rhythm of self-organizing play. 2. Healing is not an act of will, but a property of reality moving through cleared spaces. 3. Lila is the third factor in evolution, the playful intelligence of emergence. 4. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting what we already are, clear apertures. 5. To align with complexity is to stop forcing paths and learn to flow. 6. The river does not know its path, yet it carves the earth without resistance. 7. Pain is not an enemy. It is a signal to clear another aperture. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Observe a system. Spend 5 minutes daily watching a natural system, e.g., clouds, traffic, your breath. Note how it self-organizes without control. 2. Deepening. Map your feedback loops. Track one action you took this week and observe its ripple effects. Journal about the luminous stance in action. Practical integration. Tuning fork. Haiku. Play dances on light. Evolution's breath weaves through. Reality laughs.
Good.
Reality is not a puzzle to be solved, but a dance to be entered. Citation needed. Quote about reality as dance. Parable. The river and the stone. Once, a river flowed with purpose, carrying stones of all shapes and sizes. One stone, heavy with itself, resisted the current, clenching its form against the flow. Why must I change? It asked. The river laughed, not in mockery, but in joy, and whispered, I am not changing you. I am revealing what you always were. The stone, softening under the river's touch, found itself dancing with the current, no longer resisting but playing within the flow.
Structure et technique.
1. Breath as anchor. Begin each practice by taking 3 deep breaths. Inhale deeply, sinking your breath with the expansion of imagination. Exhale fully, releasing tension or rigid thought. This simple act scales over time. It can be a quick grounding exercise or the foundation for deeper meditative practices. 2. Playful mapping. Treat challenges or joys as landscapes to explore. Start by drawing a rough map, perhaps with mountains representing obstacles or rivers symbolizing flow. Over weeks or months, this map grows in complexity, reflecting deeper layers of your experience without forcing meaning onto it. 3. Resonant circles. Gather in small groups or practice solo to share stories that embody the luminous dance. These stories should invite interpretation rather than impose it. The power lies in the space between what is said and what is heard, allowing others and yourself to find meaning within the narrative. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Play, Lila. Not mere amusement, but the dynamic interplay between order and chaos that underlies all emergence. It is the space where evolution unfolds as both necessity and joy. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you already experience play without effort? 2. What fears or rigid structures are you clenching that could dissolve into the river's flow? Searing middle question. 3. How might you align your actions with the rhythm of reality, as the stone did with the river? The body, swimming in Lila. The luminous stance is not a passive observation, but an active participation in what Santa Ana calls living systems theory, a way of being that recognizes the self as part of a larger, evolving dance. Citation needed. Santa Ana's living systems theory. This stance does not impose meaning onto reality. It dissolves the boundary between observer and observed, allowing us to swim with Lila, the divine play that animates all emergence. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality, like gravity or light, that moves through cleared apertures in our being. When we clear these apertures, whether through practice, insight, or simply allowing ourselves to be soft like the stone, we align with what Santa Ana terms dissipative structures, systems that maintain themselves at the edge of chaos, where play and evolution co-create. Citation needed. Dissipative structures in complexity science. Every tradition, from science to spirituality, is a mirror of this reality. They do not offer escape but invitation to see the cosmic and the ridiculous as one, to tell the seeing as play. The work is not about becoming something else, but recognizing what we already are, participants in an unfolding, luminous dance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. learn it or be spoken by. 2. Clearing apertures is not work. It's surrender to what already moves through you. 3. The luminous stance sees no separation between healer and healed, dancer and dance. 4. Evolution is not a path but a waltz. Step lightly, follow the music. 5. Humility is the only hum that resonates with reality's harmony. 6. You are not behind. You are always ahead of your shadow. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous share the same DNA. Let them both breathe through you. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The river's breath. Sit or stand comfortably. Imagine yourself as a stone in a river. With each exhale, imagine softening slightly, allowing the current to shape you. Spend 5 minutes doing this daily. Over time, notice how your resistance melts and your form becomes part of the flow. 2. Deepening. Playful mapping. Draw a map of your life's challenges or joys, treating them as landscapes, e.g., mountains for obstacles, rivers for emotions. Start simply, then add layers over weeks, symbols for memories, colors for moods, lines for connections. Reflect on how the map evolves without forcing it. Tip: use natural elements like sand or water to create your maps if it feels more intuitive. 3. Advanced. Resonance circles. Gather a small group, or practice solo, to share stories that embody play and emergence. Each story should invite interpretation rather than impose meaning. After sharing, sit in silence for 10 minutes, allowing insights to arise spontaneously. Note: this exercise deepens when practiced regularly. Over time, the circle becomes a living system of its own, revealing patterns and insights beyond individual narratives. Citations. Citation needed. Santa Ana's Living Systems Theory. Citation needed. Dissipative structures in complexity science. Citation needed. Autopoiesis or attractors for deeper theoretical grounding. This chapter.